ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम नमः पाणिनिकाख्याय पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्दविद्याय कर्तृभ्यः परमर्षिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः
जिक्षित्यादयश्रट्
सो अभ्यस्तम् उभे अभ्यस्तम् फ्रम् दट् सूत्र the word abhyastam comes here. That is the fifth sutra and this is the sixth sutra. So, jakshityadayaha shat, in that list of dhatus, starting with jakshiti, jakshiti is the stipanirdesha. So, for the dhatu jaksha, the stipanirdesha is jakshiti. Jaksha is the dhatu. Akara is also idvarna. So, for that it is in the Adadigana, I think so. So, jaksha dhatu, and starting with jaksha dhatu, there are six dhatus. You count six of them. So, jaksha, jakshi, jagru, oho, jakshi, jagru, daridra, shas, didhin, vevin, chakas. These are the six dhatus. So jaksha means eating, jagru means waking up, daridra means losing everything, chakasru means shining, shasu means commanding, didhin and vevin, they are used only in Veda. So didhin is a shining, waving is also some meaning is there. So these are the six dhatus, and these six dhatus are also called shad dhatavaha anye jakshitischa saptamaha. Okay. Seven dhatus, jakshityadayaha shat. So jakshiti and then six. I thought including jakshiti six. No. So jakshiti and then six. So this is what is called atadguna samvijnana bahuvrihi samasa. Tadguna samvijnana, atadguna samvijnana. So like janmadhyasya yataha in Brahma Sutra, janma adihi yashante, janmadayaha, janma adihi yasyatat, janmadi. So beginning with janma. Now in that samasa, janma, so is it included in that list or without that the list has to come? So if you include it, it is called tadguna. So janmasthiti bhangam samasarthaha, I think that is how Shankara wrote there. Tadguna samvijnano bahuvrihi. So janmadi asya. Asya janmadi. So janmadi means janma etc. Beginning with janma etc. In English we may say etc. But beginning with janma. So beginning with janma means, okay, janma, sthiti, laya. Now what should we take? Sthiti and laya we should take, because sthiti and laya, they begin after janma is over. Or we should take janma, sthiti and laya, all the three. So two possibilities are there. If you take janma, if you include janma in the samasartha, it is called tadguna samvijnano bahuvrihi. If you don't include janma, then it is called atadguna samvijnano bahuvrihi. Okay, here it is atadguna samvijnano bahuvrihi jakshityadayaha. Jakshitihi adihi yashante. This list of six dhatus have jakshiti in their beginning. They are six. Jakshiti is in their beginning, in their front. And therefore now they became seven.
Chitragu is another example normally given, the right example. Chitragu.
Chitragu is atadguna samvijnano.
But that's in a different sense.
It is a different sense.
So, is there a common definition for atadguna?
Yeah, you don't include it. So here Dikshiti don't include it. So make it 7. Dikshityadayashat. That is how they are 7. Now you look at this Ti. Shaddhatavonye.
Shaddhatavonye.
Yakshitishcha saptamaha.
Yakshitishcha saptamaha.
Ete. Abhyastasanyasyuhu.
Abhyastasanyasyuhu.
So, Adi Jakshiti begins. Therefore, Shat. These Shat are the other. Other than Jakshiti. Anye Shaddhatavaha.
Anye Shaddhatavaha.
The other six dhatus.
The other six dhatus.
And then what is the beginning? Jakshitishcha saptamaha.
Jakshitishcha saptamaha.
The first one is Jakshiti, which is the seventh.
The first one is Jakshiti, which is seven.
Ete.
Ete.
These are seven dhatus.
These seven dhatus.
Abhyastasamudhyasyuhu.
Abhyastasamudhyasyuhu.
They gain the saudhya abhyasta.
They gain the saudhya abhyasta.
So, in fact, they are neither part of, they may not be part of the Shastha Dvitva Prakaranam. There may not be any Dvitva associated with it. But still, they are given the Saujnya Abhyastam. Once they are given the Saujnya, you can make a noun form by adding Shetru Pratyaya, Jaksha Shetru. So, the one who is eating. In the place of lat, you do shatru pratyaya. So you get the pratipadika jakshat. Lat will be jakshati. But the pratipadika arising out of shatru pratyaya in the place of lat will be jakshat. And this pratipadika is now called abhyasta. Na abhyasta chetu. The jakshadhatu is called abhyasta. And therefore that pratipadika has a shatru pratyaya following Abhyasta, na Abhyasta Chatuhu. So Abhyasta is the Jaksha part, and Shatru Pratyaya is there, and therefore, in this situation, so you won't get Nanumagama. Therefore, like the regular Abhyasta Dhatus, like Dadato, etc., there Numagama is not there, and here also, there is no Numagama at all. And once Numagama is not there, then Upadha question doesn't arise, Upadha Dekha also doesn't arise. That is the story. Okay. So the Vrittikara, Jakshat, Jakshad, Jakshatau, Jakshataha, like that he gave. Therefore, you take it as Jakshat, Sa, and then you don't do Ugit. It is Ugit. It happens to be Ugit. Because Shatru is the Ru, is the Tidvarna. Therefore it is Ugit and Adhatu, and I should get that Numagama, but it doesn't get. Because Nabhyasta Chetuhu Nishadhyana. Numagamaha Nishadhyade. And accordingly, so Jakshat, it remains as Jakshat. And then Sa, Jakshat Sa, Halnyabhyo Dirghat Sutisya Pratam Hal. So now, it is Pada. Jakshad is now Pada. Jalanjashunte. It becomes Jakshad. Then Vavasane. Now it becomes Takara optionally. Therefore now you have two. Jakshad, Jakshad. And Jakshad Bhyam also. Also it happens. Jakshad Bhyam. Jalanjashunte. Jakshad Bhyam. And so that is how the Shabda is. Very simple. We will say that Takarantapumlingaha
Takarantapumlingaha
Jakshat Shabdaha
Jakshat Shabdaha.
The one who is eating,
the one who is eating
Jakshat Jakshad
Jakshat Jakshad
Jakshatau Jakshataha
Jakshatau Jakshataha.
He Jakshat He Jakshad
He Jakshat He Jakshad
He Jakshatau He Jakshataha
He Jakshatau He Jakshataha
Jakshatam Jakshatau Jakshataha
Ya
యక్షతం యక్షతౌ యక్షత
యక్షతా యక్షద్భ్యాం యక్షద్భిః యక్షతే యక్షద్భ్యాం యక్షద్భ్యః యక్షతః యక్షద్భ్యాం యక్షద్భ్యః యక్షతః యక్షతో యక్షతాం యక్షతి యక్షతో యక్షత్సు ఏవం జాగ్రత్ దరిద్రత్ శాసత్ చకాసత్ ఇత్యాదయః. సో రీడింగ్ అండ్ వేవింగ్ డోంట్ బాదర్ అబౌట్ దట్. దే ఆర్ ఇన్ వేద, నాట్ ఇన్ క్లాసికల్ సంస్కృత్. సో దట్ ఫినిషెస్ ది తకారాంత శబ్దాస్. I have yesterday mentioned four varieties of takaranta. First variety is mahat shabda. It is a variety by itself. The second variety is so like dhimat shabda. That means the nakara upadha dirgha will come only when prathama ekavachanam is there. In all other cases there is no upadha dirgha. That is the second variety. The third variety and fourth variety both fall in the Shatru Pratyayanta category. And in the first one, in the Shatru Pratyayanta category, the Dirgha won't come, but the Numagama will come. And then the Abhyasta category, Shatru Pratyayanta, where there is no Nakara at all. So four categories of Takaranta Shattas we have seen. Then పకారాంత శబ్ద, దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ మోర్ టు బి డన్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. సో గుపూరక్షణే, దట్ ఈస్ ది ధాతు. సో ఫ్రమ్ దట్ ఓన్లీ వీ గెట్ ది ఫామ్ గోపాయతి, గోపా గోపాయ, లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ స్తోత్రాస్ ఆల్సో. గోపాయతి మీన్స్ వన్ రక్షతి ఇత్యర్థః. సో గుపూరక్షణే, దట్ ఈస్ ది ధాతు. ఇన్ దట్ ఊ ఇస్ ఇద్వర్ణ. So gup is the dhatu. And in the meaning of karta, kartarthe kvip pratyayaha means one who protects. That is the meaning that comes out of that kvip pratyaya. And the sarvapahara lopa pratyaya it is. Therefore you get the word for the pratipadika gup, which means the one who protects. And then you do sup. So gupus alnyabhyaha etcetera, aprukta sakara lopa, you get gup is the padam. And then jalanjashonte makes it gub, and vavasane you get gup back optionally. You have to go through that route. You should not stop at gup and say this is the gup. Go to gub, come back to gup optionally. So that is the route you have to follow. And then we have gupu bhyam. You have gupu bhyam, there jalanjashonte gup bhyam. And gupu su, so you do jalanjashonte and make it gup su. Then do kharicha, make it gup su. Okay. So pakaranta pumlingaha,
pakaranta pumlingaha,
gup shabdaha,
gup shabdaha,
the one who protects.
This
is not in usage. He is following the sequence. Hayavaratalanaganaganam. So one after another, halanta shabdas he is doing. So he has to do. The shabda is possible in the language. Therefore he is doing. గుపం గుపౌ గుపః,
గుపం గుపౌ గుపః,
గుపా గుభ్యాం గుభ్భిః,
గుపా గుభ్యాం గుభ్భిః.
ఇన్ సమాసా సంబడి మే యూస్ సురగుప్ విష్ణుః, లైక్ దట్ ఇన్ సమాసా. వన్ హూ ప్రొటెక్ట్స్ దేవతాస్, పాసిబుల్ సమ్ యూసేజెస్ కుడ్ బి దేర్. వీ హ్యావ్ నాట్ కమ్ అక్రాస్ దట్ డజంట్ మీన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్. సో దిస్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ వెరీ బిగ్, సమ్ యూసేజ్ మే బి దేర్. కాలోహ్యయన్ నిరవధి విపులాచ పృథ్వీ. సో యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ వెరీ బిగ్, టైమ్ ఈజ్ endlessly flowing.
What are the first words for me?
Kalo hiyayam.
Kalo.
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 Yeravadhir vikulacha purthi. This is bhavabhuti. He says, upatsyate mamatu kopi samana dharma. The one who is as poetic as myself will take birth and appreciate my poetry. How do you know he will take birth? Alohyayam niravadhi vipula cha prutvi. Like that he says. Very confident fellow. So, somewhere in this huge literature, somewhere it must be there. So, he has given the shabda. Gupe gubhyam gubhyaha.
Gupe gubhyam gubhyaha.
Gupaha gubhyam gubhyaha.
Gupaha gubhyam gubhyaha.
Gupaha gupoho gupam.
Gupaha gupoho gupam.
Gupi gupoho gupsu.
Gupi gupoho gupsu.
Yada.
What is Niravati?
What is that?
What does Niravati mean?
Niravadhihi.
Oh,
Niravadhihi. Niravadhihi. The one which has no avadhi.
Avadhi.
No end. Time flows continuously. Yadadishu.
Yadadishu.
Drushaha.
Drushaha.
Analochane kaincha.
Analochane kaincha.
You see, there is a section of sutras, a pada or more than a pada. In all those sutras, whenever you find a saptami vibhakti padam, that pada gets a saunjnya. The saunjnya is called upapada. So, tatropapadam saptami stham, this comes in a samasa prakarana. So, you see, you are saying namang yoge, then mang, mangi lung, mangi lung. That sutra comes under this tatropapadam saptamishtam. Into that category comes. And therefore, mang, that ma, gets the name upapada. So, this discussion was there elsewhere. This present sutra which we are talking about, tyadadishu drushaha analochane kaincha, in this sutra, tyadadishu, that saptami vibhakti, and therefore, that tyadadi, tyadadi means, in the sarvanamas, sarvanamas, so there is a gana which begins with tyad, tyad, like that it begins. Tat is in that gana, tat tachabda, sahataute, that is in that gana. You have seen the sutra, tyadadinam ahaha, tyadadinam ahaha, a will come. All that you have seen. So that tyadadiganam, some 13 or 16, some words are there.
Yadad etad idam bhavatukhim.
Only six are? Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Tyad tad is there, right?
Yad tad.
Yad is also there?
Yad tad. Yad
is there. Yadrishna.
Yeah. Some 12 or 16 some words are there. Doesn't matter. Okay, you check it. No harm in checking.
Yad tad yad etat idam adas kim dvi yushmad asmad bhavatu kim.
So that is the list. This list is called yadadi. Now in this sutra, which comes under that area referred by Sutrakara as a tatra, he said tatra in that area, that entire section pointed out by the word tatra, that has this sutra in it. Yadadishu. So third adhyaya, second pada, it falls in that tatra description. And therefore, yadadi in this context, when drishaha follows, yadadi gains the name upapada. Tatropapadam saptamishtam. Then what is the purpose of upapada? So the purpose is upapada mating. If it is upapada and not a thing, thing should not be. Thing means thinganta. Prachaya grahana tadanta grahana. It means it's not a dhatu. So if it is upapada and not a dhatu, then it comes in the first place. In samasa there are two places, urvapada, uttarapada. So this upapada occupies the first place. That is the purpose of giving a name to it as upapada. Upapada occupies first place. Therefore, this in tyadadi gana, you take tad, tad shabda. Tad drish, that is the structure we are looking at. Tad drish. This tad is upapada, because it is in tyadadi, and tyadadi is appearing in saptami vibhakti. Then meaning etc. don't worry. In the sutra, it appears in saptami vibhakti. Then it becomes upapada. Okay? So maangi lugu. So maang becomes upapada in that list, in that section. And the purpose of upapada is to fix it in the first place in the samasa. Therefore, tadu drisha. Drisha. That tadu occupies the first place. The upapada saunya has another meaning. When upapada is fixed, because of the upapada, the next pada gets some vyakarana karyam. In the absence of upapada, the vyakarana karyam will not come. So this drish won't get any vyakarana karya. Vyakarana karya is kai pratyaya. And kai cha, one more pratyaya. That one more is kvin. So kvin comes and kai comes. That is the vyakarana karya. And it is coming to uchi word drish. It is coming to drish. And that comes only when tad is before. And therefore, only in the presence of which word, the vyakarana karya is possible for the other word. Therefore, that earlier word is called upapada. Okay? So that is the general information about the word upapada. Because he has said, tyadadishu upapadeshu. So, tad, we are tyadadi gana, you can take any word, you can make it tyadruk, yadruk, etadruk, all those druks will come. So, but for the present, we are taking tad. Therefore, tad drish. Tad is the upapada, immediately following is a drish, and this drish will get two pratyayas. It can get kai pratyaya. In kai, Lashakvatadhite, from that ka will go away. Kai halamjam nya will go away, only R remains. So kai pratyaya will come, and kai can come. Khitvam purpose is to put it at the end. Drish, not put it at the beginning, put it at the end.
That is pratyaya parascha will always put it at the end.
Drush, it is coming to drush. Drush can come in the before or after. So because of the ketvam, it comes at the end. Dit pratyaya won't come at the end all the time. It comes in the beginning.
But what I'm saying is, then parascha we have it. Pratyaya and parascha. So parascha means the pratyaya will follow.
Yeah. It follows. It follows only. We'll see. So, that is not an issue, because if ketvam is made, I said like that, maybe ketvam has some other purpose.
Okay.
We will see. So, tad drish a is there, kai, if it kai comes. So, suppose kai doesn't come, kvin comes. Tad drish sarvapahara lopa will happen. Therefore, two possibilities. Tad drish a, in the context of kai pratyaya, or simply tadu drishu when you do kvin pratyaya. So both can happen. Only one condition, analochane. Alochanam is jnanam. Drishir prekshane. So drishya dhatu, it means seeing. Seeing is upalakshana for knowing. Therefore jnana. Therefore it should not be jnanartha. It could be jnayartha, but not jnanartha. Because when you say tadrushaha, he resembles that person, Now, do you know this person or not? You know this person. Therefore, there is a cognition involved there. Therefore, here, it is not jnanartha. When you say tadrushaha, it is not jnanartha. It is jnayartha. The one who is known to you is jnaya. Therefore, analochane means ajnanarthe. Paryudasa. Not in the context of the meaning jnana. It can be jnaya. Because you are using the word drush. So drush doesn't have any other meaning except seeing. And seeing means knowing only. Therefore, if you eliminate jnanartha, then the word has no standing there. Therefore, jnana karma, the object of jnana could be there. But not the jnanam itself. Analochane. Okay? Now, so I have explained the entire scheme of the sutra. Now you may say, jadadishu drushaha analochane kaincha jadadishu upapadeshu. Now you know where from he got that upapada, because upapada saunjya has come to that. Ajnanarthat drisheh kaisyat chat kvin jadadishu upapadeshu kyad tad yad etc. Are the upapadas ajnana drisheh, following the drish, ajnanarthat, which is not used in the meaning of jnana,
which is not used in the meaning of jnana,
but can be used in the meaning of jnaya,
can be used in the meaning of jnaya.
Jnana karma, jnana vishaya. Jnaya is jnana vishaya. Only jnana is paryudasta. Paryudasa is only for jnana, not for jnana vishaya. Okay? So, kai syat, kai pratyaya will come, chat kvin, chat, because of the use of cha in the sutram,
because of the use of the cha in the sutram,
kvin pratyaya also comes,
kvin pratyaya also comes.
So now what, let us do kai. The meaning is similar to that. This person is similar to that. That is the meaning. Tad drish idu kai. So the person is jnana vishaya. Therefore, jnanartha it is not. So it satisfies the condition. Tad drish a, you will get. If you do kvin, you will get tad drish. Two situations are there. Next sutra.
Ah sarvanam nah.
So there is a sutra drug drishyavatushu. From other sutra comes here as anuvrti. Then this ah is what? Ah is a lupta prathama vibhaktikam padam. So ah is ah. But you have to add pratyaya. You have to add pratyaya. And then make it aha. You have to make it a padam, because there is a rule, a paribhasha, apadam na prayunjita. If it is not a pada, you should not use it. Therefore this a, no pratyaya to that. So it is not a padam. How Panini has used? No, pratyaya is there in it. Lupta prathama vibhaktikam padam. It is there, it disappears. So there is a paribhasha, chandovat sutrani bhavanti. Chandaha is Veda. In Veda, there are many usages where the vibhakti disappears. Sutras also can be like that. But you don't do that way. That is the idea. Veda can have chandovat sutrani bhavanti can be there, but you and I may not do that.
If you took it as feeling, what would happen?
You see,
It should be taken as
samanye napumsakam. It should be taken as napumsaka.
All the in
generally, that is the sutra, samanye napumsakam. then a particular word, if you cannot judge it as Pumlinga or Strilinga, make it Napumsaka. The example given is Shitoshnam. So I remember, so the sutra you may check. So something is there. And now after doing the samasa or whatever, you don't know to which linga to fit it. So like that, that is not the major issue now. So sarva a sarvanamnaha. So sarvanamnaha and sarvanama is there. To the sarvanama, drugdrushya vatushu. Drugdrusha vatushu. So druk, drusha and vatu. Vatu we have seen, ktavatu, davatu, vatu, matu, these are the vatus. And when all these things are following, all will come. Alontya vid, alontya paribhashaya, antadeshaha, bhavati. Therefore here, tadu is there, you take the kai pratyaya, tadu drishu a, kai is a. Now, tadu is sarvanama, it is followed by drishu. Therefore, you will get a antadesha for the sarvanama. Ta, a, ta, a, drishu, a. Drishu a becomes drisha. Ta, a, it becomes ta, by savarna dirgha. Ta, drusha, that is the pratipatika. And then do sup. Tadrushaha.
Yeah,
I will do it again. We will do one thing. Let us write a notes so that if you have any doubt, you can tell me in between. Okay? Ayam saha iva drushyate ityasmin arthe ayam saha iva drushyate ityasmin arthe tyadadishu drushaha analochane kaincha. Iti sutrena kai pratyaye kvinicha. Kvini means kvin pratyaye cha. Kvinicha. Tad drish a. Kama. Tad drish. Iti bhavati. Okay, up to this you got it? Okay, wherever you have problem, you tell me. Asarvanam naha iti sutrena. Akare antadeshe. Ta a drusha. Ta a drusha.
How does tad become ta?
Ta, tad dakara is replaced by a alontya parivashaya.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Ta a drusha. Now I have done sandhi. Drusha and a. Drusha. Ta a drusha. Ta adrish iti jate iti bhavati. Now the rest is simple. You take the first one, tadrusha. Okay, you do sup. అండ్ తాదృశ స్ లైక్ రామ స్. సో యు గెట్ ససజిషోరు కర్మసానయోర్ విసర్జనీయ రామ లైక్ తాదృశ. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విల్ ఫాలో ద సేమ్ థింగ్. ఓకే, లెట్ అస్ సే దట్ అకారాంతఃపుంలింగ అతాదృశశబ్దః. Who is like that? The one who is like that. Okay. Tadrushah, tadrushau, tadrushah.
Tadrushah, tadrushau, tadrushah.
Generally, Sambodhana, maybe you can have He tadrushah, he tadrushau, he tadrushah.
He tadrushah, he tadrushau, he tadrushah.
Tadrusham, tadrushau, tadrushan.
Tadrusham, tadrushau, tadrushan.
తస్మాచ్ఛసోనః పుంసి, ఆల్ దట్ లాంగ్ బ్యాక్ వీ హ్యావ్ హెర్డ్ ఇట్. తాదృశేన తాదృశాభ్యాం తాదృశైః,
తాదృశేన తాదృశాభ్యాం తాదృశైః,
తాదృశాయ తాదృశాభ్యాం
తాదృశేభ్యః, తాదృశాయ తాదృశాభ్యాం తాదృశేభ్యః.
సీ వెన్ యూ డూ ఆల్ హలంత శబ్దాస్ యూ ఫర్గెట్ రామ శబ్ద. తాదృశాత్ తాదృశాభ్యాం తాదృశేభ్యః,
తాదృశాత్ తాదృశాభ్యాం తాదృశేభ్యః,
తాదృశస్య తాదృశయోః తాదృశానాం, తాదృశే తాదృశయోః తాదృశేషు,
తాదృశే తాదృశయోః తాదృశేషు.
ఏవం
యాదృశః
మాదృశః ఏతాదృశః త్వాదృశః మాదృశః అస్మాదృశః. ఇసి త్వా అండ్ మా కమ్ ఇన్ ఏకవచనం, త్వమావేకవచనే. అండ్ ఇన్ బహువచన యు గెట్ అస్మాదృశ యుష్మాదృశ. ఓకే, దిస్ పూర్వపక్ష ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర వెరీ బిగినింగ్. యుష్మదస్మత్ ప్రత్యయోహో, అరే వై త్వా మా షుడ్ బి దేర్, వై యూ సే యుష్మద్ అస్మద్. సమ్ ఆన్సర్ ఇస్ గివెన్. భవాదృశ ఈదృశ ఈదృశ ఇత్యాదయ. దెన్ ది క్విన్ పక్ష ఇస్ దేర్, క్విన్ ఆల్సో కెన్ కమ్. తాదృశ్ యు హ్యావ్, నౌ యు డూ సు తాదృశ్ సు. Now you get sulopa, halnya abhyode. Hal is there, therefore sulopa, tadrish. Then this tadrish is kvinpratyaya. Kvinpratyaya, esasaha kvinpratyaya. Therefore, you should get kuhu. Alojya paribhashaya, you should get at the end kavarga. But vrashya bhrashya chasham shaha. That is the sutra. So, వ్రశ్చ భ్రశ్చ
సృజ మృజ యజ రాజ భ్రాజ శశాం
షహ ఛ అండ్ శ. ది రెస్ట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సూత్రాస్. సో ఎనీవే, ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ శ షా విల్ కమ్, బికాజ్ వెన్ యూ వాంట్ టు అప్లై దిస్ సూత్ర ది అదర్ సూత్ర క్విన్ ప్రత్యయస్య కుకు బికమ్స్ అసిద్ధ. And therefore, you get sha. So, tadrish will become tadrish, tadrish. Now, jhalanje shonte. So, sha will get da. We have done all these things earlier. Tadrish becomes tadrid. Now, kvinpratyayasya kuhu. Now, it can come. So, in the place of da, you will get ga. Tadrig, pavasane, tadrik. తాదృశ భ్యాం యు హ్యావ్ తాదృశ భ్యాం. ఫస్ట్ యు డూ వ్రశ్చ భ్రశ్చ ఎట్సెట్రా చశాం షహ తాదృశ భ్యాం. దెన్ తాదృశ భ్యాం జలాంజి సోంతే ప్రసంజా ఇస్ దే. సో తాదృశ బికమ్స్ తాదృడు భ్యాం క్విన్ ప్రత్యయస్య కుహు. దెన్ ఫోర్ యు డూ తాదృగ్ భ్యాం. దెన్ తాదృశ సు, దెన్ యుడు షత్వం తాదృశ సు, డత్వం తాదృడు సు, గత్వం తాదృగు సు, then the chartvam.
No, you have to do the swing again, sir.
Charajyasho.
The Adesha Pratyayo.
Adesha Pratyayo, how you do? And then chartvam you do. So, tadrukshu. Okay? Shall we say the shabda now? Shakarantah pumlingaha
Shakarantah pumlingaha
Tadrish shabdaha
Tadrish shabdaha.
The one who is like that,
the one who is like that.
Tadrug tadrug
tadrug tadrug
adrushau tadrushah
adrushau tadrushah
he tadrug
हेतादृक् हेतादृक्
हेतादृशौ हेतादृशः
हेतादृशौ हेतादृशः
तादृशं तादृशौ तादृशः
तादृशं तादृशौ तादृशः
तादृशा तादृग्भ्यां तादृग्भिः
तादृशा तादृग्भ्यां तादृग्भिः
तादृशे तादृग्भ्यां तादृग्भ्यः
तादृशे तादृग्भ्यां तादृग्भ्यः
तादृशः तादृग्भ्यां तादृग्भ्यः
तादृशः तादृग्भ्यां तादृग्भ्यः
तादृशः तादृशोः तादृशाम्
तादृशः तादृशोः तादृशाम्
तादृशी तादृशोः तादृक्षु
तादृशी तादृशोः तादृक्षु.
Then wish is the shabda. It came from dhatu visha by adding quip pratyaya. That is how it came. Quibanta it is. So it is wish. So, when you have wish, Kvibanta, and it is the Pratipatika, wish s. Now, Kvinpratyasya kuhu and Vraschabhrasya, etc. Chasham Shaha. There is a competition between the two. As we have seen, Vraschabhrasya wins the day. So, we have wish. That is how you have wish. Wish, and then, when you have wish, jalanjashonte. So jalanjashonte gives it dakara. Okay. So vid su will disappear. And so vavasane vid vid. Like that it comes. Then vish bhyam. So first shatvam vish and then datvam vid bhyam. Then vish su, first kshatvam and then dhatvam, vid su. Now what you have to do, adesha pratyayo you should not do because the dakara doesn't satisfy the condition. So vid su. Now dasidhut, old sutra is here, dakara dakaratvara dat parasya sasya dhut syat. In dhut, only dh will remain. Being tit, it comes in the adi. Dhatparasya sasya dhut syat. So it comes before sakara. So vid dh s. Vid dh s. Now, jala, what happens to that jalan, jeshu, jeshi? Iti sutrena. Dhu becomes d, kharicha, dhu becomes t, vid, then one more kharicha, vit, t, s, vit, su, and dasidhutu is vikalpa, you may not do it, vid, su, then kharicha, vit, su, so vit, su, vit, su, that is in the saptami. Okay, is that it? This is all ground which is covered. We are remembering them one more time. That is very good. These sutras should be remembered again and again so that we don't forget. Otherwise, we will forget everything. It's a very volatile subject. One has to be in a continuous command of it. Then only you remember. Otherwise, you will forget. The details you may forget, but the strength you get, that will remain. Strength will remain. You won't lose the strength. Strength of language, confidence of the language, and understanding, the philological understanding, all that. Only the details first Dattvandra, then this, then that, Shatuda, all these details you may forget.
If we forget,
we just ask confession. We can always ask confession. Give an email to him.
Yeah.
Shakarantas pumlingaha.
Shakarantas pumlingaha.
Wish. Shabdaha.
Vishabdaha.
The human being.
Human being.
That is the meaning. Vid, vit, vishau, vishaha.
Vid, vit, vishau, vishaha.
Hey, vid, hey, vit, hey, vishau, hey, vishaha.
Hey, vid, hey, vit, hey, vishau, hey, vishaha.
Visham, vishau, vishaha.
Visham, vishau, vishaha.
Visha, vidbhyam, vidbhihi.
Visha, vidbhyam, vidbhihi.
Vishe, vidbhyam, vidbhyaha.
Vishe, vidbhyam, vidbhyaha.
Visha, vidbhyam, vidbhyaha.
Visha, vidbhyam,
విషః విషోః విషాం
విషః విషోః విషాం
విషి విషోః విట్సు విట్సు
విషి విషోః విట్సు విట్సు
నశేర్వా
నశేర్వా
సి నష్ అదర్శనే దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ ధాతు తటరధన ఇట్ ఇస్ నష్ అదర్శనే ధాత్వాదేశ సహ నో నః లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ టు సూత్రాస్ So in the beginning of the dhatu, if you have na, that becomes na. Therefore nash becomes nash. There is a purpose. Why it is na, there is a purpose for it. We will see it later. Therefore this nash is there. Now nash means disappearing, this getting destroyed. That is the meaning of nash. So in the meaning of kartru, do klip pratyaya. So sarvapahara lopa. So you end up with the pratipadika nash, which means nashvara, one which gets destroyed. Nashvara. Everything is nash in this world. What is permanent? Everything is nash only. That is the meaning of that pratipadika, nash. Now, that is the shabda now. Now this nashyas, when you have the sulopa, then we'll apply the sutra nasherva. We'll say that nasherva.
Nasherva.
So here the kuhu will come from the sutra kvinpratyayasya kuhu, and the padasya is the adhikara. So now you have everything there. Ante will come from, whenever ante you need, you get namas kosanyoga dhyorante cha pahase nikaya. It comes like that. Whenever you want dekha, dhalope bolo shari kora. Because there is only one dekha prakarana. And that begins with dhalope bolo shari kora. So then you cannot escape from that. Like that. Sko sayoga dhyorante cha. You get anta. Padasya ante. So now you have everything. Let us say the vritti.
నశేకవర్గః
అంతాదేశో వా స్యాత్
అంతాదేశో వా స్యాత్
పదాంతే
పదాంతే
నశేః
నశేః
నశ్య అనే పదమునకు నశ్య ధాతువునకు నశేః హీ మేడ్ ఇట్ ఏ ధాతు ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇక్ నిర్దేశ హీ ఇక్ స్థిపోగా ధాతు నిర్దేశం సో నష్ బికేమ్ నషి అండ్ షష్ఠి ఇది నషే ఓకే ఇట్ ఈస్ దాట్ తెలుగు ఐ ఫర్గట్ యు సీ ది ఫస్ట్ ప్రయారిటీ టు తెలుగు ఇఫ్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్ డజంట్ నో తెలుగు దెన్ కమ్ టు ఇంగ్లీష్ ఇఫ్ పాసిబుల్ హిందీ ఇఫ్ ఈ డజంట్ నో హిందీ ఆల్సో దెన్ కమ్ టు ఇంగ్లీష్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది స్టైల్ విచ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫర్ సమ్టైమ్స్ ఇట్ ఓవర్ టేక్స్ యు ఎనీవే నశేహ
నశేహ
ధాతు నష్
ధాతు నష్
పదాంతే
పదాంతే
అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద
ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ పద
కవర్గః అంతాదేశః వా స్యాత్
కవర్గః అంతాదేశః వా స్యాత్
కవర్గః కమ్స్ యాజ్
కవర్గః కమ్స్ యాజ్
అంతాదేశః
అంతాదేశః
సో నష్ స్ ఇస్ దేర్ సులోప హల్యాభ్యః సులోప నష్ ఇస్ దేర్ నౌ ఇట్ ఇస్ పదాంత So Shavarga will get Kavarga. So
Swami, suppose we'll get
Vrashya. And that Vrashya, there and here, You see, prashya. Oh, is it like that?
Because we have to
make
the things that get it right. Prashya. No,
that's Shasham. Yeah, well, that way you have to do that. So first, directly you cannot do. So you do Nash first. And then Jalanjashonte, you do Da, Nad. And for the Nad, now Nasherva. Nad is Nash only. Ekavadesha Vikrutam Ananyavat. Therefore, you do now Kavarga. For the Nad, Kavarga will be Ga. Nad becomes Nag. Then Vavasane, Nak. Nag, Nak. That is how you will get. Okay?
That is Kavarga Paksha.
Kavarga Paksha. Suppose Nasher Va, it is Vikalpa. Suppose you don't do Kavarga. Then you have Nad. For Nad you have done Kavarga. So Nad, it remains as nut only, and then vavasane nut will come. So nut, nug, nut, nut, four forms will come. Then nash, nash bhyam. So first you do sha, nash bhyam, then you do da, nud bhyam. So if you do kavarga, it becomes a nug bhyam. If you don't do kavarga, it becomes a nud bhyam. Okay? Then coming to the last, Nashasu, first you do Sha, Nashasu, then you do Da, Jalanjishonte, Nadsu. If you do Kavarga, it becomes Nagsu. Then the Ga becomes Ka, so Kharicha, Naksu. Or you make it Sha, Adesha Pratyayoho, you apply, and then do Kharicha, it becomes Naksu. Okay? Or, if you don't do this Nasherva Kavarga, then it remains as Nad Su. And then Kharicha you do. Nat, Dasidhutu you do. Nad Dhu Su. So you will get Nat Su, Nat Su. Two forms you will get. Kharicha, Kharicha. One more Kharicha you do. So like that, so many forms you will get. So, now how many forms we get? Naksu, Natsu, Natsu, three forms. Okay? So now you shall listen. Shakarantah Pumlingaha,
Shakarantah Pumlingaha,
Nash Shabdaha,
Nash Shabdaha,
the one which is destroyed by time.
The one which is destroyed by time.
That is the meaning of the word. Nak, Nag, Nat, Nad.
Nak, Nad, Nad, Nad.
Nashau Nashaha,
Nashau Nashaha,
He Nak, He Nag,
He Nak, He Nag,
He Nat, He Nad,
He Nat, He Nad,
He Nashau, He Nashaha,
He Nashau, He Nashaha,
Nasham Nashau Nashaha,
Nasham Nashau Nashaha,
Nasha,
Nasha,
Nagbhyam, Nagbhyam,
Nagbhyam, Nagbhyam,
Nad Nagbhihi Nagbhihi
Nagbhihi Nagbhihi
Nashe
Nashe
Nagbhyam Nagbhyam
Nagbhyam Nagbhyam
Nagbhyaha Nagbhyaha
Nagbhyaha Nagbhyaha
Nashaha
Nashaha
Nagbhyam Nagbhyam
Nagbhyam Nagbhyam.
First you do Ga, so say in that order. Nagbhyam, Nadbhyam,
Nagbhyam, Nadbhyam,
Nagbhihi, Nagbhyaha, Nagbhyaha,
Nagbhyaha, Nagbhyaha,
Nashaha, Nashoho, Nasham,
Nashaha, Nashoho, Nasham,
Nashi, Nashoho,
Nashi, Nashoho,
Nakshu,
Nakshu,
Natsu,
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 Natsu.
Okay. Prusho nudake kvin.
Prusho nudake kvin.
You study up to this. Tomorrow we will see. Hari Hiratsa. Sri Krishna. There is no Hari Tatana. If you have any doubt, please ask. Shabda Sarana.
Somebody
can
you tell kvin, kvin, and kvin. Kvin is... Thank you.